This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 294 for Friday, March 3rd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was lower to end the week, despite overall positive sentiment for comparable oils. While Chicago soy oil was lower, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both higher. Crude oil recovered from a sharp downturn this morning to make small gains. This morning, Saudi Arabia denied a report from the Wall Street Journal claiming that the country is in discussions about leaving OPEC. The Canadian dollar was up less than one-tenth of a United States cent compared to Thursday's close. The May canola contract was down $2.80 per ton at $822.50. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were on the rise, but wheat showed weakness. February corn exports from Brazil declined 63% from January, which may be an indicator that U.S. exports may soon be on the rise as Brazilian supplies diminish. U.S. corn exports so far this season are down 42% from 1 year ago, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, but prices are now competitive with the Brazilian crop. The USDA's weekly ethanol report quoted average regional ethanol prices from $2.02 U.S. per gallon in Nebraska to $2.18 U.S. per gallon in Illinois. Taiwan is tendering for up to 65,000 tons of corn, with delivery in late April or early May. The May corn contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.40. The USDA's attaché in Brazil is holding its average Brazilian soybean yield estimate steady at 52.4 bushels per acre, with early yields in the state of Mato Grosso as high as 62.3. However, wet conditions may cause future yield reductions. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said it plans on cutting Argentina's soybean crop estimate in the future, lower than the current guess at 33.5 million tons. Crude palm oil production in Malaysia was reported at 1.28 million tons in February, down 7.2% from 1 year earlier. The May soybean contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.19. An executive from Australian trading commodity company GrainCorp said that the country's next wheat crop will likely total 25 to 26 million tons, compared to the last crop, which the USDA estimated at a record 38 million tons. The USDA attaché in Kazakhstan estimated the country's wheat crop at 16.4 million tons, the largest since 2018. India's projections of a record wheat crop are becoming less likely due to a heat wave in the northern half of the country. The May Chicago wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.09. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.16. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.73. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, March 3rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.